You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela and Nick.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. We're so happy that you can be with us. And just a little different twist to the show. This day, we took a little mini retreat to Niagara-on-the-Lake, and we went to the monastery in Niagara Falls, and we feel filled with the Holy Spirit. And we, again, thank you for being part of the show.
So broadcasting live from Niagara-on-the-Lake.
Yeah, something a little bit different. So we ask everyone just to sit back, relax, light that candle of hope. And we start with the intentions of the sick and the suffering, be it mentally, physically, spiritually, and even financially. And we also want to say a big thank you to the Pope and starting the healing for reconciliation with the Indigenous in Canada. And we pray for an end to the pandemic and the freedom for Ukraine.
Peace in the Ukraine, yeah, definitely, yeah, yes.
So important. So we start the evening with Maranja has this wonderful opening prayer.
Yeah, and it's a simple prayer. Father of Jesus, we praise you and give you glory for the wonderful things you do for us, for life and health, for friends and family, and for this splendid day. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so our mission, as always, is to spread the joy of the gospel of the good news. And for this month of August, our topic is prayer. And what is prayer is, it's always about deepening our relationship with God, with Jesus and God.
Yeah. So we tried to condense in an hour, like so much. We have so much we wanted to share. And where do you stop? Where do you start? Where do you stop?
Yeah.
But a very powerful statement for prayer is that prayer is a spiritual communication between us and God. It is a two-way relationship in which we should not only talk to God, but to also to listen to God.
Yes, that's an important part of it, isn't it?
So this whole evening will be the how, the where, and the what to
what
pray.
It is and what it's not.
What it is, right? So, you know, we'll be going a little bit right, a little bit left. Mm-hmm. It's just like a whole wonderful buffet of wonderful words, reflections, and a lot of prayers about prayers.
Amen to that.
So we start with prayer can be audible or it can be silent. It could be in public or it can be in private. Prayer is a practice of being present with God.
Mm-hmm. It is the place where pride is abandoned and hope is lifted and supplication is made. Prayer is the place of admitting our need, of adopting humility, and of claiming our dependence upon God, because we rely on God for everything, don't we?
Yeah, so true.
So prayer is the needful practice of us as Christians. We always need prayer, and it is an exercise of our faith because it leads to hope, lots of hope. Prayer is the privilege of touching the heart of God our Father through the Son of God and Jesus our Lord, right?
Yeah.
We pray because we know that God hears us and because he wants us, wants always the best for us, and we desire to see results, right?
Yeah, so true. Like, the thing is, are we patient enough, right? We mm-hmm. have these prayers and, you know, we put to God, and the bigger question is, you know, how patient are we? Are we getting the results, right?
Right. And we should always pray because we have faith and we trust that God will listen to our prayers and grant what we are asking for.
You know, and we should always pray consistently. We should pray for healing, and we should pray for others. And yes, even pray for our enemies.
That's right. That's though it's difficult, we do need to pray for our enemies.
So, you know, we pray for each other. We pray with faith. We pray with worship, and we pray with reverence. So speaking of prayer, we will say many prayers throughout the evening. And the prayer we always say at the end of Mass is the prayer to St. Michael.
So St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do you, O Prince of the Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. What a Amen. Powerful prayer yeah, that yeah. is.
So that's just the first of many prayers that we will be sharing. So when we include prayer in our daily life, these are some of the words that we will encounter in our life. So when we pray, we will be more at peace. We will be more humble, healthy, and yes, prayer will lead us to laughter.
Mm-hmm.
In prayer, we enjoy the stillness and the quiet time.
That's right. It brings us peace, right?
Yeah, so true. We're able to cope, and we're encouraged, and we're it's easier to forgive when we pray.
Mm-hmm. It also brings us brings ourselves like alive.
Yeah, we feel more. Centered, it's like, okay, you know, we take a break in life
mm-hmm.
and maybe the problem is not that big. And we learn that, you know, that we feel more alive than we are down.
That's right. And we pray because we are grateful. We want to give thanks to God and give praises to Him. We are hopeful in prayer. It brings us joy. We are patient. We are very, very mindful as we pray. And we are truly blessed when we are praying. And it brings positivity, right? Lots yeah. of positivity
because
in our life.
You know, when we pray, it's kind of like, I don't know, taking a break and just pausing mm-hmm. and putting our petitions to the Lord, which we'll talk about later. There's just so many beautiful things about prayer that... Again, we go back to the opening statement that it is our communication mm-hmm. with our Lord and Savior. And it's not easy sometimes to pray.
Right.
Yeah. It can be difficult.
It can be a challenge at times. Yeah.
It can be. Mm-hmm. But when we do pray, this is what happens.
Yeah. What is prayer then? Prayer invites the Holy Spirit into our lives.
Yeah. And what a difference that makes, mm-hmm. right? You know, prayer restores our soul from darkness, like from the consolation. It gives us direction into consolation, as St. Ignatius would say.
Prayer helps us to find our direction in life. So when we're lost and we don't know which way to go, well, it helps to center us and to help us make that decision of which way to go.
Mm. So true. And with that, it reduces the stress in our lives.
It gives us a better sense of ourself too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like what's going on.
Yeah.
Because when we pause and it's like, okay, maybe things aren't that bad, right? Maybe,
right,
maybe
right.
we need to do, as they say, a reboot, a reset.
And it's the quietness of prayer that helps us to discover ourselves, right? prayer also is good for our heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, we were just talking about, it's a de-stress, right?
Yeah. And studies show that while we pray, our heart rate decreases and our heartbeat becomes stronger. So like there's something physical that goes on when we pray.
Yeah.
So there's some physical benefits. It also improves our attitude, the attitude of gratitude,
yes.
Right?
So, you know, there are two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's right.
And so when we got a great attitude.
And we are expressing ourselves of gratitude, then that leads to and giving us hope.
Yeah, and it's simple. It's a simple decision to, okay, if things aren't going your way, and also when things are going your way, is a time to pray and give thanks to the Lord, not just in the good times. Sorry, not just in the bad times, but, you know, when things are going good and, you know, there's abundance in our lives, be it, you know, we have, you know, we've been given the grace of time, we've been given a job opportunity, that maybe we can give back.
Right.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and say, thank you, Lord, for giving me this. And I think it's our duty to give back to society to make it a better place, right?
Right, so for sure.
Continuing, you know, the benefits of the prayer, right? It gives us a better direction in life because mm-hmm. we're centered on the Lord.
It can help set the tone of the day because it's really a decision you make, right? And praying helps us to set that right direction and tone of the day, you know, being thankful and being positive.
Yeah, we can. And we talked about this last month, the examination of conscience, mm-hmm. and maybe consider doing that in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. Just look at, you know, the five steps.
Yeah. And when we wake up in the morning, our daily prayer should be, you know, at the forefront of our mind. Like we should say, good morning, God, you know.
Yes. And not, not good God, another morning. Morning. Right?
That's right. That's,
you know,
right.
Like Marian just said, we should be grateful for another day. It's a blessing, right? Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, again, these are just thoughts and options that we're putting out to you, mm-hmm. right? And maybe it'd be easier to pray at night.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. There's different times of the day where we should set aside when to pray, right?
Yeah. So it's just an idea to, you know, to an important thing for prayer is also making the time.
Making the time. Yes. Right? Making the time.
There's no perfect prayer.
No.
Any prayer that is shared is heard by the Lord.
Yeah, and we lead such busy, busy lives. Sometimes maybe we need to really schedule it in our day, right? To set aside some time to pray.
Yeah, so true. So another prayer we'd like to share with you is the Anima Christi. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me.
O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Never permit me to be separated from you. From the evil one, protect me. At the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to you, that with your saints, I may praise you forever. Amen.
Amen. So we shared with you the first part, like what is prayer, just trying to define it. Thing is, as we mentioned, you can't put it in a box. There's just so many thoughts, ideas, and affirmations. And I'm sure everyone out there has their own thoughts on on what prayer is. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is that you make the time, and when you do, it leads to a genuine sense of peace in your heart.
Right.
So we're moving to how Jesus prayed. So Jesus prayed alone. What mm-hmm. he would do, he'd go into the wilderness, he'd go in the mountain, he'd search out
kind
solitude.
Kind of disappear.
Yeah, he would disappear, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm out of here, folks. Right. I just need to recharge.
I guess because he needed that focus, right, of being alone, right?
Yeah, it's so true, right? Mm-hmm.
Jesus also prayed with others, and he taught his disciples how to pray. We heard that not too long ago in the Gospel of the Sunday of how Jesus taught the apostles to pray the Our Father.
Yeah, and then we'll be talking about that later on, breaking it down, and and it's so important. Like, okay, where do we start, right? And think about it. When we recite the Our Father, that's over 2,000 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
And this is the prayer that Jesus, I'm sure he did in the Garden of Gethsemane, right?
And he also encouraged the apostles to pray together. And he says, "For where there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am with you." He also prayed before a meal. And we're all accustomed to say the prayer before a meal.
Yeah. Right? And we encourage you, you know, always to say a prayer before meals, after meals, but also when you go out for dinner, and not to show off, but it's also, it's nice to like sit back and just take a moment and, you know, be grateful for what Jesus did.
Grateful indeed.
And when you do, you know, people around you, they might even join in your prayer, right? And it's just something.
And each meal is a reminder that all things come from God, and he's the source of everything that we have, right?
Yeah,
including
so
the meal set before us.
So we're talking on how can we pray. So some of the ways we can pray are the Holy Rosary.
Right. That's a really powerful prayer, isn't it? The Rosary.
Yeah.
And we've become accustomed during this pandemic together to, as we walk, we take our walk, right, Nick and I? We recite the Rosary. We pray the Rosary.
It's so true, right?
We have
right?
our Rosary beads, and as we're walking, we say the Rosary.
And so you could be walking, you could be in your car, you could be laying in bed, you can be in a hospital. It's so important to not just do the Rosary, but to pray the Rosary.
Yes.
And it's so important. Sometimes we don't have the Rosary, but just feeling those beads, right? You do one at a time.
Yeah, it's very tangible, something in your hand.
Right?
Yeah.
Each one has to be, you know, not rushed, but said slowly, simply, with, you know, the intent of becoming closer to God.
Yeah, and the mysteries are the joyful, the luminous, the sorrowful, and the glorious. And it's always the reflections of these Jesus stories, right, in the gospel.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Another way we can pray is through Lectio Divina. The steps are, you know, to we read the scripture, right? Then, you know, then we read it, we meditate, we pray, and we contemplate, right? And it's through repetition of reading it over maybe two or three times that it brings to light, wow, I never thought of this phrase. I never thought of this word, right? And we're encouraged when we have to do readings at church to not just read it, to proclaim it, and not just proclaim it out loud.
That's right.
Right. And then it's like, it's incredible when how much you see it differently when you say it two or three times. And then the whole purpose is to reflect on it and talk about it, right?
Another prayer that we can, as lay people, we could do the Liturgy of the Hours.
Yeah, it's
right?
not just for priests.
Priests, right.
It's
right.
for common folk like us, right? And, you know, it's broken down into many parts, right?
And the parts are the Office of Readings, the Lauds, the Minor Hours, the Vespers, and the Compline.
Another important way on how to pray is what we do on Fridays of Lent, but you can do this almost every day if
right.
you want, or like it's an option, right?
Right.
And that is
the way of the cross. And we also spoke, we spoke of that during Lent. And we, at Easter time, we also spoke of the way of the light. That's another form prayer, right?
A different version of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. We also can pray through the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
So at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
If you're not busy, you know, you can, well, it doesn't have, well, that's, that would be a nice time. But anytime is a good time to do the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
And focusing on the mercy that Jesus has for us, right?
Yeah, and
His divine mercy.
What I do sometimes at during work is I put it in the background, like YouTube. There's many YouTube versions Of all these prayers, mm-hmm. one of my favorite being the Chaplet of Divine Mercy in song.
In song. It's beautifully sung.
With the acoustic guitar. And you just feel like, wow, it's just so calming.
Right.
You know?
For the sake of a sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world. Another way of prayer is the contemplative prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get a passage from the Bible, and we spoke about this in regards to St. Ignatius, and you put yourself in that scene of the Bible, right? And you're with the disciples, you're with Jesus, and it's using your senses, what you think, what you feel, what you smell, what you taste, what you hear, and what you see.
Right.
So you become immersed in it.
Another form of prayer is Eucharistic adoration. So how about going to the chapel and where they have Eucharistic adoration and just being in front of the Blessed Sacrament, just being in His presence? That is the most powerful way to pray.
Yeah. And I know it's sometimes hard for us to make that time, but if you're at home or if you can't go out, and I know it's not the same as being in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Mm-hmm. Maybe click it on YouTube. There's live Eucharistic adoration because sometimes it's late at night or early in the morning. We can't go.
It's still very powerful.
But another way of adoration is going to Mass early.
Right.
Right.
Right. A few more minutes early. And don't go the last minute.
Yeah. Don't go the last minute because then you rush and you're out of breath and you can't breathe. And it's like, oh boy, it's like.
And there you can spend some time with Him because there the Blessed Sacrament is there in Mass at church, right?
So true.
Yeah.
So a prayer we'd like to share with you now is the prayer of the Holy Spirit.
So come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, you have taught the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant us in the same Spirit to have a taste for what is right and to rejoice always in His consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And here's the prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. When there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not seek to be understood as to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Another powerful prayer from Saint Francis. Love that prayer. So it does bring peace, doesn't it,
that? So there's just so many prayers. And here's another one that we'd like to share with you is the daily prayer to the Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart of Jesus, today I wish to live in you, in your grace, in which I desire at all costs to persevere. Keep me from sin and strengthen my will by helping me to keep watch over my senses, my imagination, and my heart. Help me to correct my faults, which are the source of sin. I beg you to do this, O Jesus, through Mary, your Immaculate Mother. Amen.
Amen to that.
Yeah, there's just, you know, so many wonderful
prayers
that we want to say this evening.
And then again, prayer doesn't have to be formal, right?
These are
written down. Yeah. It could be just a simple talking with Jesus. a simple being in the presence of Jesus, just being with him, just being silent and hearing what he says to us, right? Doesn't have to be a formal prayer. It could be more than that.
Yeah, and it's so true what Marianne just said. You know, we're sometimes in life, we're so busy doing and we forget to be.
Right.
Are we human doings or human beings, right? Yeah. So we just need to be with the Lord. And our favorite quote from the old, one of our favorite quotes is, be still and know that I am God
yeah.
in the Old Testament. So
yeah, and because sometimes these formal prayers can be just very repetitive, right? And you don't really pay attention to what you're saying. But when you're just talking with Jesus and being in his presence, you know, you're there present.
When it comes straight from the
heart,
you know, those are very genuine and deep prayers.
Yes. And that's where the power of prayer comes. So we're going to just take a short break now and we will tune soon after.
Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day.
Are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
So welcome back, everyone.
Welcome.
We're going to talk now a little bit about the Our Father and break it down a little bit for you. So the Our Father, which is the prayer that Jesus taught the apostles, As we begin to pray, what we do is we address God and draw him near to us. And we address him as not necessarily our father, because father sounds like a very formal way of addressing him. But really, it really should be addressed as, is meant to be addressed as Abba, our father, as in daddy, you know, as really endearing and, you know, having a good relationship with him. So we begin by first with the Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And that is really all about praising him and adoring him. That's the beginning part, giving praise to him.
The next part is your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this points to the words surrender and obedience,
right,
which are two words that are very hard in today's society because, you know, we wanted things our way,
right,
but we need to surrender.
Surrender, because it's all about what he wants for us, right? Next part is give us this day our daily bread. So here what we're doing is we're making a request, right, to allowing us seeing our dependence on God, that he is giving us our daily bread. The next part is forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And this part of the prayer is all about forgiveness, forgiveness for ourselves and for others. The next part is, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Here we're talking about protecting and deliverance, right, from the temptations.
Yeah, and boy, does this society need a lot of deliverance with all the division, the hatred, the, you know, not protecting the sanctity of life. Right. I don't know what's going on. It's just doesn't make sense. But that's why we turn to prayer and we ask, you know, our Father to give us protection and deliverance. And the last part, for yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. And this proclaims God's greatness. And, you know, that was just a little bit of an explanation.
Yeah,
of
and a breakdown of the Our Father.
Of the Our Father.
Yeah.
So in doing some research, we found these really powerful verses that
are on prayer itself in the Gospels. So one is from Matthew's. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. So, yeah, that we spoke a little bit about that before, that we need to pray and love our enemies, which is so very difficult.
Yeah,
but we have to keep that in mind.
I remember listening to a Buscaglia talk and he spoke about, you know, when you pray for your enemies, that puts a sends burning coals on their head because they just,
boy.
How is this possible? I'm trying to get them upset and they're praying for me. But maybe that's not the case. Mm. Maybe there's conversion there.
Mm-hmm.
Like St. Paul on the road to Damascus. It's like, wow, prayer will give people that conversion moment, right?
Yeah.
Further along in Matthew, it says, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you.
Yeah, I think we often hear that this passage during on Ash Wednesday, right at the beginning of Lent, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, saying to us, yeah, do it not to show, you know,
show
off and show, look at me, I'm praying. But, you know, you got to be humbled and pray in a humble and not necessarily a secretive way, but just a humble sense of prayer, right?
Yeah, and speaking of Lent and
not prideful, right?
Yeah, when we this is usually said near the beginning of Lent, and we're asked to fast, prayer, and almsgiving, and for conversion or deliverance, which we just spoke about not too long ago, it's like those are the two things: prayer and fasting, right? And when those two go together. Right.
You see the power.
Yeah. You could see the world. It can move mountains.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So another, you know, Matthew, there's so many wonderful quotes on prayer. And we also got this one.
Yeah. This next one is ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Yeah, that's another point we need to say about prayer is like, you know, always we're asking and seeking, you know, God to answer our prayers. But sometimes it needs time. So we have to be patient. He won't give it to us right away. It's like a yet, not yet, right?
And that leads us perfectly into some amazing things about when you do pray. Mm. And as Mary Angela says, well, what happens that's not being answered? Mm. Well, we want to share with you this, and maybe this might help. Like when you do pray for certain things, typically there's three ways it's answered. Yes, no, or wait.
That's right. So not yet.
Not yet, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not on our time or terms. It's on
God's time and exactly. terms. Yeah. So thy will be done, right?
So when we pray, what happens, Mary Angela?
Prayer is powerful. I've already said this a number of times during our show right now, our program. How powerful God is, prayer is.
So let me get this straight. So when Mary Angela repeats something a few times, just like Jesus did, repeated three times, we're trying to share something powerful about the word.
Powerful.
Yeah.
And we should always seek out our prayer warriors to help us to, make this prayer potent and powerful.
It's powerful because when you surround yourself with like-minded people who have that shield of protection of St. Michael, and it's not a heavy lead shield or heavy iron. It's a double casted aluminum shield, which is light and will protect you and is powerful on any attack that comes to you and will make you stronger.
And Jesus said, with the faith of the size of mustard seed, we can move mountains, right? So that again shows the power that prayer has in our life.
And so moving, you said this, repeat that again. The size of a mustard seed. And what happens?
You can move a mountain.
Right. And it also says it's harder to, you know, to move, harder to move a mountain at times is the human heart, which can be hardened and negative and full of anger and envy. Mm. Is that true? It's easier to move a mountain than to change the human heart.
But it's prayer that softens the heart, right? Yeah. And raises our thoughts to God.
Hopefully
right?
It makes it like silly putty, right?
And get it ready to offer forgiveness and healing. That's the key. Prayer through rosary is a weapon, but a nicer way of saying that it's actually a tool, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And Padre Pio was very strong in saying that we need to carry the rosary with us as, you know,
our defense against evil ones.
Exactly.
Right?
Because it's like the evil one is like a lion lurking around us, prowling, right? Mm-hmm. So prayer is dying to oneself. And prayer moves us closer to God.
Always, always closer to God.
Because as they say, when we pray, we put Jesus at the wheel. You know, as we mentioned in the Our Father, it's a surrender, it's an obedience, and we just turn it over to the Lord.
Yeah, and we're uniting our thoughts and will to God through prayer. So we're becoming closer to Him in spirit, right? Yeah.
So speaking of prayer, at this moment, we'd like to ask all the, you know, everyone listening, where are you in your prayer life? Mm. Are you making time for it? Mm-hmm. Are you praying with other people?
How are you praying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you doing it in your car? When we get upset, do we consider prayer as the first option to resolution? Right. Mm-hmm. And these are things that we, you know, would like to just put out there and reflect. Mm-hmm. Are we making the time? Mm-hmm. Right. I think one of the best stations is a 103 off in the car. Just turn off the radio. Right.
That's or a good one.
Another one is listen to some like classical music with no words.
Peaceful, yeah.
And then you can pray and meditate in the background. We spoke about what prayer is, how to pray, where to pray. Now we'd like to ask everyone, what stops us from praying?
Important question.
Right. And here are just some of the things that came up. It's like, God already knows what we need. So what's the point?
In asking, is the point like sometimes?
We could maybe fool ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, here's another thing, Maranja. What happens why we don't pray?
Sometimes we think, well, we're just unworthy of God and asking for His forgiveness and, asking for His graces. We're just unworthy.
Yeah. And it's like we're weak, right? Mm-hmm. And because we're weak, we feel, I don't deserve.
Right.
I don't deserve His graces on us, right? Another thing why we don't pray, maybe our faith is
small. Maybe we don't trust, right?
Yeah. Maybe we think it takes too much work, right? Are we making an effort?
Maybe we're lazy.
Maybe we're impatient, right? Maybe
we just don't have any idea whether God will answer our prayers or not. So we don't have that faith, that trust, right?
And we mentioned like maybe God already knows, but another thing is if we pray, we're not getting the results we want, but maybe we are. Maybe it's not what we want, it's what we need, mm-hmm. right? That is happening. So, you know, that could stop us is, you know, thinking, well, it has to be this way. Well, God doesn't work like that, right?
Maybe we think we're only just one person. So what good will our just one little prayer be?
Yeah. Like Marian just said, if you have the faith of a little mustard seed, it can move a mountain.
Maybe we just don't know how to pray.
Yeah, that's so true.
So like, we've learned many ways of how we can pray now.
Yeah, we put it out there. And the first thing is, not the first thing. An important thing is to show up.
Right.
Right. With a willing heart.
And simply just like it could be simply, as I said before, just talking with God as like a friend. That's a simple thing to do.
Yeah. And sometimes we may be angry and it's not that, it's true. We don't know how to pray, but sometimes we feel like if we say bad things to God, right, that's not a prayer, but maybe that is. We don't encourage you like swearing or getting mad at the Lord, but sometimes we get to a stage in our life.
Maybe we're very emotional about something and it's okay to show our frustration, our, anger, right?
We're human.
We're human.
Right.
And God accepts us, as we are.
It's not directed to the Lord. It's just getting unloading and just dumping the negativity off ourselves. And remember, you know, Jesus, he went through it all on the cross, right?
And we're just being honest and truthful of how we feel, and God will understand.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah. So yeah. So
now that we kind of kind of shift gears, there's
let's look at some forms of Catholic prayer. Yeah.
And we kind of mentioned these earlier, but we're kind of as a Lectio Divina repeating them again because they're very important.
And one form is adoration and worship. So during adoration or worship, what we're doing is we're really exalting in the greatness of God, and we acknowledge our dependence on him in all things. And actually the Mass and the other liturgies of the church are full of prayers of adoration or worship. And one in particular is the Gloria that we recite at Mass, the glory,
right at the
glory to God, right? That's all about praising God's greatness.
Yeah. And then we can also consider, you know, petition, you know, outside the Mass. Prayers of petition are the type of prayer with which we are most familiar. In them, we ask God for things we need, primarily spiritual needs, but physical ones as well. Our prayers of petition should always include a statement of our willingness, and here's the big word, to accept God's will, whether he directly answers our prayers or not. As we mentioned, he answers through yes, no, or wait.
Or wait, or not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
That's what I was thinking, not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another form is intercession. And so, and that's also a part in Mass, the prayers of intercession. So praying for others. It's another form of petition, but they're important to be considered in their own type of prayer. And in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it's noted that intercession is a prayer, a petition, which leads us to pray as Jesus did. In the prayer of intercessions, we're not concerned with our own needs, but on the needs of others. So we pray for, you know, the sick. We pray for those that are not well. For those that have died. We pray for, you know, whatever it is that we are asking for help for others.
Yeah. That's so powerful, Marinja. Thank you. Next one would be Thanksgiving. Perhaps the most neglected type of prayer is a prayer of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. While praying grace before meals is a good example of a prayer of Thanksgiving, we should get into the habit of thanking God throughout the day for all the good things that happen to us and others. You know, considering, how about grace after meals, or grace to say, thank God this day is over at work and I look forward to a new day.
Yeah.
And the last one, last but not least, which some may call the first, is
praise. So prayers of praise, what they're all about is acknowledging God for what he is. And again, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, what is noted is that praise and lauds to God for his own sake and gives him glory are quite beyond what he does, but simply because he is. It shares in the blessed happiness of the pure heart who God in faith before seeing him in glory. So the Psalms are perhaps the best known example of prayers of praise.
So speaking of prayers, we have to include our Mother Mary in these prayers. And we can start with the Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And now the Hail, Holy Queen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us, and after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen.
So on the theme of Mary and Marian prayers, we came across the Rosary prayer. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech you, that, meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may learn to imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Wow, there's so many wonderful prayers of Mary.
Based on Mary.
How about one more, Mary Angela?
Yeah, and that's the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaid. For behold, henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has shown might with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has given help to Israel, his servant, mindful of his mercy, even as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and his prosperity forever. Amen.
Amen. And now a prayer for Saint Joseph. O dearest Saint Joseph, I consecrate myself to thy honor and give myself to thee, that thou may always be my father, my protector, and my guide in the way of salvation. Obtain for me a great purity of heart and a fervent love of the interior life. So,
And look at where the time has gone,
yeah,
Nick.
Where the time has gone. And before we go, we would like to share with you these quick, short prayers. They don't have to be long. They can be long, but they can also be short. So one of the shortest, well, the shortest prayer is help.
Help, yes.
We're looking for help.
Come, Holy Spirit, is another short prayer.
Thy will be done.
My God and my all.
O heart of Jesus, all for thee.
O God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
All you holy men and women of God, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's another short prayer, isn't it?
Yeah, and pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. We also like to include this very powerful prayer for all our loved ones who have gone to heaven.
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let the perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayers and let me cry, come to you. O God, the creator and redeemer of all the faithful, grant to the souls of your departed servants the remission of all their sins, that through our prayers that they may obtain that pardon which they have always desired.
Amen.
So thank you, dear listeners, friends, new listeners, for being part of the show.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
And spending your time with us.
Yeah, we hope we were able to share some words, thoughts, prayers on
prayers,
right?
And the power of prayer.
And we would like to close the evening with the Jesus, the Bread of Life prayer.
Father in heaven, you have made us for yourself. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Fulfill this longing through Jesus, the Bread of Life, so that we may witness to him who alone satisfies the hungers of the human family. By the power of your Spirit, lead us to the heavenly table, where you may feast on the vision of your glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, dear friends, for being part of this wonderful evening. And hope you're having a great summer.
And thank you, and God bless.
See you soon.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.